Before we begin this morning, I wanted to first just make mention, we have tonight at 6 o'clock, we do have our time of remembering the body, what we would refer to as praise night in the past, a time of just remembering the body that has gone before us, as well as our time of communion. So just wanted by way of reminder to let everybody know that that'll be tonight at 6 o'clock here. Did have one other thing to mention, and I told him I might do this, but Brian, I'm going to bring you up with me because I think you'll explain this better than me. So if I could bring you up. Yeah, come on up. He might have thought I was just joking with him. So in his defense, we're going to have a time next Sunday during the time of Faithful Forum where we're going to be able to share some information and answer some questions about what seems like there may be an opportunity for a missions trip next year in the early summertime.
Yes.
And do you want to just maybe share what that time's going to be for and why that was kind of on yours and Olivia's heart to give that opportunity? For next week.
Yeah, just an opportunity to share some details, high-level details. It's optional and no commitment, just to learn more information about this trip next year where Olivia served for 6 weeks this summer. Our family's been there twice, and we just want to have an opportunity to share after the 11 a.m. service next week for those who are interested in learning more about it. So we'll have basic information and answer any questions. And
it's not a commitment to go to come, but right. If there is an interest, if the Lord maybe is, as you've heard these things, I know word's kind of been going around. We've made mention of it at times. If the Lord's maybe beginning to stir some questions, possible desire to perhaps go, this is a time that you guys are going to help kind of come alongside of us in explaining what this time's like.
No spoilers today because I haven't had time to put together the informational sheet. But we will have more details next week for those who are interested. It'll just be immediately after the 11 a.m. service during the Faithful Forum time. And we'll have more information. Olivia can share her heart, and I'll be the logistical guy who will have all the, you know, information that a lot of parents and everyone else would want to know.
Appreciate it, brother. Thank you.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Brian's a good sport. If you could turn with me in your Bibles to Deuteronomy chapter 6. In my time of sharing with you at Offertory as the pastor of Christian education, we've taken a look at different passages in the Bible that would begin to give us clarity of why we teach what we teach, the way that we teach. We've had and probably will continue to have at times different ones sharing testimony that the Lord has burdened into a teaching ministry within the body and how he's begun to work in their hearts. As I thought about this whole thing of teaching, though, and as I've mentioned before, sometimes we kind of hear teaching and we sort of put it in a certain box that we think that it's within a classroom, or perhaps, and we know that there are specific passages, we think of Ephesians 4, given some as teachers within the body, James 3, 1, there's a greater level of responsibility and weight to being a teacher. And so there are specific ones that God would begin to call and draw in to teach within the body. But there is a teaching that begins to go beyond that, and we have such an instance here in Deuteronomy chapter 6. And so if you would look with me, begin to have, and as we know throughout the book of Deuteronomy, that there is this desire of really preparing for success, and you would begin to see this phrase repeated, that it would be well with you, as you go throughout the text. And so he begins to lay it out. He says in verse 1 of chapter 6 that this is the commandment, the statutes, the judgments, which the Lord your God has commanded me to teach you, that you might do them in the land where you were going over to possess it, so that you and your son and your grandson might fear the Lord your God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments, which I command you all the days of your life, that your days may be prolonged. O Israel, you should listen and be careful to do it, that it may be well with you. There's our phrase. and that you may multiply greatly, just as the Lord, the God of your fathers, has promised you in a land flowing with milk and honey. And he begins to say there's going to be these things of God's word, these things that God begins to tell us for our life, that he has great blessing in store. But he goes, there are things that you begin to want to instill within your families, within those that God begins to bring into your midst. And as you go on, he starts off, and if you drop on down to verse 5 with me, he says, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. See that word all? It's going to repeat. All your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And what you begin to see within this is there's a desire that we would love God all the way. And whenever you begin to see the heart, that there would be this sense of genuineness. And you go into that might, and that word would bring in this word muchness into there. And so kind of an interesting word. We don't use that very often. But it get this sense of it's with everything you desire, that your soul, to the very seat of your emotions of who God has made you, you desire to love God. He goes, that has to be at the forefront of anything. You and I can't genuinely begin to share God's word in any way if it's not completely real in our own lives. And you've heard testimonies from different ones that God's begun to achieve that and accomplish that work in them. But as you go on, it's interesting the way that this teaching begins to go on. And he says in verse 6, he says, these words which I am commanding you shall be on your heart. And you get the sense as you go through these next verses that this is just something that begins to be a part of everything of our life. That every aspect of our life as we begin to go through, are we dwelling on what God has said? Is it so ingrained that we just want that relationship with him to transcend into every aspect of our life? We want it to be what we think at all times. Is, are different things come up, are we thinking, okay, what would God say is right to do in this? And he says, if you go to verse 7, this is where this teaching begins to come in. He says, you shall teach them diligently to your sons. And you have this sense of, there's almost a piercing that begins to come in with that phrase, shall teach them diligently. And you begin to go, what's going to begin to resonate in the heart? And as he goes on through here, he begins to give us a list. He says, you shall talk of them. That word talk is to declare. And there's an aspect within that of declaring promises. And I think about as we go through our day, things begin to come up. Are we looking for every opportunity for those that God puts around us to declare his promises? He just had promises right at the beginning of the text. Are we looking to go, you know, God says that if we'll just trust him, that he'll begin to do this. You know, he actually says he'll cause all things to work together for good for those who love him, those who are called according to his purpose. He says, those that talk of him, and then he begins to give these different examples. He says, when you sit in your house, you know, that word sit is a just great depth within that because it begins to bring in a dwelling, a remaining, and an abiding. And I think there's times within our life that one of the things this text is beginning to reveal is there are people, though you may not be called, and not everybody's called into an office of a teacher within the church, but you do begin to have influence over those that are around you. In the instance here, it's within the household and within the family. Perhaps your season is different, but there's still those God brings into your midst you begin to have an influence on. And you begin to have a season of time in which you're just remaining, you're abiding, you're waiting on God. We begin to go, let me tell you why we're going to wait on God. Because he said he's going to accomplish this. He says he's going to do this in our life. And he goes on, he says, you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, that would be the way in which you proceed in life, and really what begins to cause you to move. And there's different times that God will begin to put certain unctions and certain movements in. Those begin to be opportunities. I remember many times getting to sit down with our children and going, we're making this decision as a household. Let me share with you why we would do this. Why would we begin to do this? And begin to share God's word in that time. And it begins to be real because it's a part of what that whole family's going through at that time. He says, when you sit in your house, you walk by the way. When you lie down, That particular one is the best way to kind of describe it as you look at the word is a time of rest. Boy, that's an easy time to kind of take the pedal off a little bit, isn't it? Seem to be calm and restful. He goes, oh, it's still an opportunity to begin to point to him and everything, to give God praise. As well as it goes when you rise up, it's actually a time in which it would be you become powerful and established. So things begin to go well. One of the ways we begin to teach and instill who God is within our households, those around us, is when things go really well too. It's not just when we begin to cry out in those times of difficulty. Are we giving him praise? Are we elevating his name? Even when it seems like others are going to want to go, how great a job you're doing. You know, I think about within the context of this with children as dads, man, there's so many times where it would be real easy to try to put on that cape and go, everybody's going to, dad is great. He gives us chocolate cake. We just begin to celebrate dad. And but that's not the desire of one who loves God with their whole heart. We go, something begins to happen. A blessing begins to come in. We go, this is an opportunity to praise God. We had an instance, and one of the things that began to put this on my heart the other day, we just saw God's faithfulness in such a clear way. And we saw his protection and care for our family. A particular instance had come up, and we just watched God begin to take care of this, preserved us in this. And we get to where we were going, and we couldn't even get out of the car. We go, kids, we got to give God thanks. This wasn't us. This wasn't anything we could begin to accomplish. This was all him. And those are those opportunities God gives us to begin to teach those things that matter. And as you go down through the text, he says, you shall bind them. So you begin to tie them to yourself as a sign. That sign would be a distinguishing mark. We know there's distinguishing marks that are going to come in the end times that are the exact opposite of this, on the hand, on the forehead. But he says, you get to make a distinguishing mark in everything that you do. God's given you the hands. He's given you the strength. And we get an opportunity to glorify him in that with the thoughts that we have. And he goes in verse 9, he says, you shall write them. It's to inscribe or to engrave. And one of the things that I appreciate about this is it actually says to continue to write. And so there's a continuousness about this, that it's not just a one-time thing. You shall write them on the doorposts of your house and on your gates. You know, you think of those doorposts, it's a very prominent place begin to come in. And you go, this is what our household's going to be established in. It's going to be prominent. Someone begins to spend time, are they going to know that you love the Lord? Is that going to be clear? And I think of that time of the gates, and we see those places of decisions that begin to come in. Places of beginning to talk about decisions that are being made. And these are all opportunities that you and I get to teach in a way that maybe isn't how we always think of it. But each one of you has this opportunity today. There's going to be times that come up within our households with those that God brings into our midst where not even so much every time something that we're saying, but by the way we begin to live in faith and loving God, God will begin to use that to establish the realness of this relationship we have with him. So I would encourage you to see these times as opportunities of getting to teach who our God is. And one of the things we begin to see is the great blessing of God's relationship with us being real. There's a lot of academic things out there that are portrayed, and they just change. I always make the joke, it's like the new cell phone. You get the newest one, you get the newest for the kids, the newest game system, the next minute, here comes the next edition to come out. You go, man, I thought I had the new one for a second. Nope, that's outdated. You got to get the new one. But we begin to instill things that will never change. And that is who our God is. And what better inheritance to begin to leave to those that come behind us than what really trusting and loving God looks like. We pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just thank you today for your loving kindness and your faithfulness towards us. Lord, that you would rescue us, that you would love us first, that we could even have the privilege of getting to love you and getting to have this relationship with you. May in your strength and in the power of the Spirit of your Son, may you be seen within our walks. as things come up, Lord, may our hearts and minds go towards you so that we would be shored up in this relationship. But Lord, that if we proclaim anything, may it be to elevate your name. May it be to point others towards you, because there is no other solution. There is no other thought that is going to bring stability, that is going to bring promises that'll never be let go of. Lord, we give you thanks and praise today. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.